Wednesday with Wiser, and one of the great things about the summer is the beach. And did you know that Caladesi Island was named the fourth best beach in the United States? Hawaii and Cooper's Beach, Southampton, Wailea's Maui came in the top three, but Caladesi, State Park, Dunedin, Clearwater came in number four. We like to think that all of our beaches are the absolute best beaches. And, you know, it's wonderful. Dr. Stephen P. Leatherman, a.k.a. Dr. Beach, has been doing this for years. My very own Coronado Beach in San Diego, a personal favorite of mine, made number 10. So head to the beach. It's always great to go on a weekday. Parking can be difficult, but, you know, there's always the Sunrunner to get from downtown to the beach. And there's the freebie that goes around the beach area as well. Saturday is a way to celebrate the beach, and more importantly, it's World Oceans Day, and the Keep Pinellas Beautiful organization and Tradewinds Island Resort have teamed up to host a free celebration and educational event. It's at the Rumfish Resort by the Tradewinds from 10 to 2. I know that Karen Carmichael, our senior correspondent, will have an interview with Keep Pinellas Beautiful. Please get involved with that organization. I'm involved with writing about everything that has to do with sustainability. But this is going to be a fun event, and there's going to be important presentations about the threats that the world's oceans and the Gulf of Mexico face. You know, Devin Frank, who is speaking with Karen, told us that it's more and more difficult to get people to listen to what's going on. And this will have representatives from 36 organizations, government entities, and businesses. It's been so successful, it's been expanded. The Sea Turtle Trackers will be there. The Seaside Seabird Sanctuary will be on hand. There'll be vendor booths and exhibits and products and information about the ecosystems of the sea and protecting the environment. Clearwater Marine Aquarium will be there, Florida Department of Environmental Protection, Marine Exploration Center, Minorities in Shark Sciences. So for a complete list, search eventbrite.com for World Oceans Day in St. Pete. That's what's going on there. If you're in the mood for a classic car show, that's going on Saturday, June 8th, 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the Trolley Market Square on 4900 Tangerine Avenue. There's music, moonwalks for the kids, face painters, and food, and so much more. And also on the 8th, there is a cleanup at Treasure Island. So that's the good stuff that's happening. Well, there's music, and more music going on. And I'm going to tell you that if you really want an experience, you need to really sign up now for the classics that are going to be coming, the tribute bands to Ruth Eckert Hall and the Capitol Theater, at the Capitol Theater. The first one is this Saturday, AC/DC, Highway to Hell, the Lithium Experience, Sunday, July 21st. I will tell you that the concerts that are now at the Ale and the Witch, the Saturday concerts, already sold out, the first three. So get your tickets now for music. There's a lot going on. And if you're interested in just an incredible experience, please catch L.O. Kirshner on Florida Girls at Tombolo Books on June 6th and her new monthly podcast. It's on our website, RadioSaintPete.com. Click on the audio blogs for all of this. Also new on our podcast this week is Matthew McGee from Free Fall and Natalie Simons with their new podcast, Up to Here, entitled Rob Lowe's Mullet, talks about theater, their theater memories, being playwrights, et cetera, et cetera. Karen Carmichael has filmmaker Susanna Darwin's Flag Act, and we have Chief Anthony Holloway from the St. Petersburg Police Department on their funding and support of local youth programs and why they're more than fun and games. Coastal Creative's founder and videographer, Zach Moore, was in studio with us as well, talking about the entire month of comedy, stand-up comedy at Coastal Creative, as well as an incredible meet and greet and a chance to be with a famous screenwriter. You can find that all at RadioSaintPete.com. Just click on the audio blogs. So those of you who are listening to this June 5th, I'll expect to see you at the Greenlight Cinema. 2 to 8 o'clock. Please join us in person or on air for our live music fundraiser. The event is free. Give something small, give something large. Come and join us. We've got Anna Marie Smith Butts and Jazz Band starting at 2, and it goes right through to 8 o'clock. There's food, there's drink. Come on by and hang out with us. The Florida Folk Show, of course, will be at the Craftsman House on Saturday from 10 to 12. You can listen in online, you can listen live. Best bets for June 7th, the Tampa Bay Watch Tarpon Rodeo, Gulfport's First Friday Art Walk. On Saturday, best bets, the Downtown Saturday Art Walk is going to be amazing. And at Duncan McClellan Gallery, they're going to be opening the new exhibit that runs through the 31st of August called Figures Body of Work. It's also the Skyway Marina District Summer Bash. That's going to be a lot of fun with food, vendors and drinks and music. And it's Metro Pride Night at the Rays. Sunday best bets, well, there's still markets. There's a market in Williams Park on Saturday still. But on Sunday, you've got the Tampa Bay Market, the St. Pete High School, the Corey Avenue Market in St. Pete Beach. And you also have the market at Pinellas Park that has just started. The Dolly continues with an unparalleled collection of works that are amazing, some beautiful flora and fauna. And you can visit the Dome and have an immersive experience, a live 360 on June 7th. Greenlight Cinema, the host for our fundraiser, has a terrific new movie through June 6th, Babes. And then from June 13th through the 27th, June 13th through the 27th is Babes. And then on the 21st is the Skyway Bridge Disaster. On the 22nd, Hell on Heels presents the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They also have a classic film pop-up, Reanimator, on the 15th of June. And my favorite, Almost Famous, the 19th of June. Please join them for the showcase, the Short Film Challenge Showcase, June 7th through the 9th. At Clearwater Marine Aquarium, don't forget about the Drone Light Show on June 15th. Our friends at Masters Brewing Company are having an incredibly interesting event, Savor and Smoke. That's coming up. You really can't beat having cigars and a four-craft brew pairing. So go online to Masters and check that out. Chad Mize, one of the most famous artists, and does so many different forms. I've seen clothes, I've seen murals, but on the 7th, he's opening at the factory. It's a full month of Pride and Bliss, and Bliss is the name of the show, with inspired works from everyone from Andrea Paulus, Angela Warren, Artist Jones Bass, Kaylin Jeffrey, Cake Marquez, Chad Jacobs, just Sumitra Chandrachaya. Sorry, I can't really say that correctly. Tyler Gillespie and Wazzle, please go to the factory. Please go to Let's Go Guide. You can find that on LinkedIn. It's also linked from the front of our homepage and find out more. We were lucky to have two LGBTQ plus leaders, Dr. Byron Green Kalish and Eric Vaughn, in our studio talking about all of the Pride events. The big street fair is June 22nd through the 23rd with the parade, but there are a lot of other things going on. The Stonewall reception is at the James Museum June 6th. The St. Pride Youth and Family Day, North Stroud Park, June 8th. St. Pete Pride Friday Night Concert, June 21st, featuring Sasha Colby at Janice Live. The June 14th through 15th, Shades of Pride, the Juneteenth Festival at the Factory, and it goes on and on and on. Art Out, an international juried exhibition, continues through June 30th, on-site at the Arts Loft. Let's show our love in our LGBTQ plus community. Also in Gulfport Community Players, Eileen Navarro came into the studios to talk to us about And Baby Makes Seven, and Paul Vogel's bizarre dark dramedy where the lines between love and madness crisscross and not their typical comedic musical fare. That's June 6th through the 16th, Gulfport Community Players. I have a whole section on staycation ideas for you. If you like American Stage, we still have Hedwick going on, and it's going to move over to Janice. So go over to the Let's Go Guide on the front of our homepage and on my LinkedIn. Another great event, Bloomberg Year Planted, Wild Roots. Deb Carson covered this. Thursday, June 6th, 7th to 9th is a Houseplants 101. And on June 17th, Succulents and Sound, which includes soothing sounds created by a singing bowl artist. So that's a great place to hang out. Please join our friends from the Al Downing Jazz and the Woodson Museum on a jazzy Juneteenth Jubilee, Sunday, June 16th, 2024, 5 p.m. Tickets are going fast. Don't forget that it's Sunday's Fun Day at the Floridian Social with James Suggs and the crew, Brian Hughes, and Verducci, June 13th. Our very own Fiona French, Women of Song, will be there. And now for the music scene, you could always go to our guide, Let's Go Guide. So let's start with the Janice Live. June 6th is Hunsco. June 8th, Collie Butts with Cashed Out and Cloud Nine Vibes. The Mid-Florida Credit Union has June 5th, Tyler Childers. June 14th, 21 Savage. Lots of good things coming up next year. The Duke Energy Center for the Arts, from Buena Vista Social Club to America. 7C Music has Sean Hopper on June 16th. Cage Brewing on 6-5 has Weird Wednesday, A Night of Grateful Dead. On 6-7, Viper Live. On 6-9, Jerry Land, celebrating Jerry Garcia. Those guys love the Grateful Dead. Baybar Brewing and Grand Central Brew House, other great places to go hear music. At the Capitol Theater, June 14th is John Hyatt. And at the Ruth Eckert Hall, it is June 7th, Foghat Cactus and Pat Travers Band. And my favorite, June 14th through the 15th, Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam. It's happening. So many great people coming up for this. Just added was the summer classic movie series. That's returning to Nancy and David Bildheimer Capitol Theater. June 15th at 7 p.m. is Forrest Gump, then Wizard of Oz on June 22nd. The Bay Care Sound has 7-6, 20 Years of Tears Tour, and on 7-27, the Sad Summer Festival. The Palladium is continuing on June 7th, 9th, and 11th with St. Pete Opera. June 20th, Laurie Nicholson. June 28th, Damon Fowler. And the Boogie Woogie Piano Stomp is coming in July. And then one of my favorites, June 29th, is Jeremy Carter. So the Palladium continues a series this summer. Amelie Arena, 6-6, Group Firm. 6-8, Megan Thee Stallion. 6-14, Justin Timberlake. And Seminole Hard Rock Cafe in Time for Pride is June 12th to the 13th, my big gay Italian wedding. That should be fun. Strass has 6-9, Bluey's Big Play, and June 11th through 16th, Les Mis, and Central Park Performing Arts Center has this week one of my favorites, June 6th, Deanna Carter. And it goes on and on and on, on and on and on. Theater Free Fall, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, June 6th through June 16th. Always fun to hang out with the Peanuts gang. Do check out Matthew McGee's new podcast with Natalie Simons. Studio at 620 has a lot of things going on. Comedy Night, June 7th, Blah Blah Literary Open Mic, June 11th with our friend Tiffany Rosano. 6-14, Roots of Resilience, Navigating Black Love in America, is a powerful documentary short film exploring the complexities and triumphs of Black love and resilience in the year 2024. And then celebrate Pride with Dirty Johns, attend the Big Gay Prom, the musical, June 21st through 24th, 8 o'clock. Spitfire Comedy Show, June 23rd at the Katherine Hickman Theater. It's a hilarious lineup of comedians that'll have you rolling in the aisle. So that's what we've got for right now. There's just so many things going on. Be cool. Don't be a fool. Get inside. Get out in the morning. Do your walk. Do your exercise. And get inside and support the local arts, the local restaurants, the local shops. And most of all, support your community radio, St. RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7.